Iowa High School Football. This is Amos Greiner alongside Micah Harmson, and we are just moments away from calling the game between Sidney Kyoto and District 6 opponent Highland. Beautiful night here at Highland tonight. Micah and I actually are outside of the press box, sitting in the stands along with the fans from Highland. Great night, Micah. They've got their they're celebrating 52 years as a high school. Just moments ago, we had the opportunity to watch all the kings and queens from homecoming's past parade by the grandstand here, and they announced each and every one of them. So 50 years here at this site, outside of Riverside, 52 years, I've been told, as a school between the communities of Ainsworth and Riverside. But nonetheless, the reason we're here tonight, Micah, is for a football game, and the Cobras are coming off a very, very impressive win over District 6 foe Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont last week in what proved to be one of Peyton Crawford's more impressive performances throughout his career.
Yeah, no doubt. Peyton did a great job rushing the ball last week. Just a shy over 300 yards there of offense out of that young man there. Only played about a series there in the second half. So, we've known what he's been capable of doing here the last couple of years. So, great game by him. And more so, great game by the offensive line last week. I wasn't able to go to the game last week, but I was able to watch the game film on the Eddyville-Blakesburg Fremont game there last night. And the offensive line did a heck of a job opening up some big holes for number 45 to run through.
Yeah, we don't call out those guys from the offensive line all that much. It's usually the skill players that we talk about each and every Friday night. But as we've watched the team progress through the first 6 weeks of the season, the offensive line has actually really improved week by week. And that's what we're going to need as we go through these last three games down the stretch and head into the playoff time. We've got to have good line play with the different formations that we're running.
Yeah, definitely. And I believe, we've ran some different formations here. Just getting we're through six games of the year now on the season, and we've run some spread, ran some wing T set out of a tight end formation, also ran some single wing and then some spread formation. So that's a lot to keep all these young men keep straight in their head, especially those offensive linemen. There's a lot of different blocking schemes there that those guys got to remember. So they're doing a heck of a job, doing a nice job protecting. Also, they stepped it up last week, did a nice job protecting there for Luke Greiner there from his quarterback position also.
Yeah, you mentioned Luke, just a sophomore, but playing real well in that quarterback or what we call the spinback position there when we're in that single wing offense, but really doing a good job throwing the ball, reading the defense, and making the right choices. I've been very impressed with his play over the last couple, 3 weeks there quarterbacking this team. He continues to improve each and every week.
Yeah, definitely. That's something, we all know that young man. He's got that fire and determination to be successful. So he's been working hard at it and working the kinks out, and he sure does look a whole lot more comfortable there throwing the football than he did, say, week one or two.
Absolutely. Another big contributor on the offensive side of the ball, we've seen flashes of brilliance out of this kid, Jacob Wickenkamp. Coming in, filling in for the most part for the injured Nate Sennett. Obviously, I explained to the listeners last week that Nate went out a couple of weeks ago with a broken leg in the game against Mid Prairie, but Wick has stepped it up. He's running hard and doing a real nice job. Nice addition to the offense there for the Cobras.
Yeah, no doubt. Just a junior there again. Hasn't had a whole lot of RC experience, but he's a different style of runner than the Peyton Crawford or Nate Zinn. He's more of a slasher. He's really fast. He ran on that state 4x200 team there a year ago with Luke Greiner and Nate Zinn. We know he's got the speed to turn the corner. It's just his ability to find that hole. I mean, he's a little inexperienced, so.
We're going to take a quick timeout here for the playing of the national anthem. All right, there we go. The playing of the national anthem by the Highland Husky Marching Band. We are 4 minutes and 35 seconds away from getting this one underway. Well, Mike, we were talking here before we took the time out a little bit about Jacob and you know, his impressive play the last couple of weeks filling in for Nate Sarin. Let's switch it over to the defensive side. You know, we've seen a lot of different defensive sets out of the Cobras throughout the last 6 weeks. Last week, I know you weren't there, but the guys came out. Coaches put them in a six-man front, and they did a great job stopping a very talented running back in Trey Van Dorn last week for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, those guys up front, we went to switch to that six-man front. Those defensive linemen did their job and opened up those lanes for the linebackers to make their reads. And they did a great job of wrapping those guys up. I believe Eddyville Blakesburg last week held to 84 yards of offense on the night. So great job by the thing that's been our Achilles heel as far as Sigourney Kyoto goes all year has been defensively what team's going to show up. So we'll see tonight how these Cobras react to another spread offense here in Highland.
Yeah, another spread offense. We've seen that. It's nothing new to the Cobras. They've out of this being the seventh game of the season, they've seen four teams that have actually run a spread offense. So they will be somewhat familiar with this style of offense. But Mike, as you've had the opportunity to look over some things, what can we expect out of the Highland Huskies tonight?
Well, just taking a look, and we did have the opportunity to watch a little bit of tape last night there on Highland. They do have a junior quarterback that comes back after a successful sophomore year campaign, and Jake Wood, he's right at about 706 yards on the year, right about 54% completion rating, and has thrown nine touchdowns, also seven interceptions. So young man that has the ability to throw the ball up and does a nice job there from what I can tell. As far as running the ball, Bryce West has got it right around 400 yards on the year, 71 attempts, about a 5.3-yard average, longest touchdown of 15. Also, Nick Sandberg is another one of their weapons there, is a senior. And then also Jake Wood is the third leading rusher. He likes to take off and scramble. They also do some draw plays and some QB keepers, bootlegs, things like of that nature. So they're very well equipped to put up points here. This Highland team. We'll see just what transpires here in the next couple minutes.
Yeah, big game tonight for the Cobras as they sit at 2-1 in the district. I believe Highland is in at 1-2 in the district. So a lot of things at stake here for the Cobras tonight as they take on the Huskies at Highland on their homecoming night here just outside of Riverside, Iowa. Want to take this opportunity to recognize our sponsors of the broadcast each and every week. Want to thank Vision Ag of Kyoto, Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, also sponsored by Zoetis Incorporated, Lyle Insurance Agency of Kyoto, Jerry and Rita Sheets of Kyoto, Fagan Elevator in Kyoto, Vitato Incorporated, and Showstopper Equipment, Brenneman Construction, Libertyville Savings Bank branch right there in Keota, the Town and Country Insurance Agency out of Sigourney, Kenny and Angie Greder, Keokuk County State Bank, a new broadcast sponsor to this station this year. We want to thank them for coming on board. And, of course, KB Auto Plus out of Oskaloosa, Gardner Collier Jewelry out of Oskaloosa, and not last but not least, William Penn University there located in Oskaloosa, Iowa. So, Micah, just moments away, did you happen to catch the outcome of the coin toss?
I believe Sigourney Keota won the toss and is going to take the ball, receiving, I believe, on the north side of the field.
Yes, the Cobras will be receiving and will be working the ball from the north to the south as this field here in just outside of Riverside, Iowa, lays north and south. Beautiful field, beautiful complex. We had the opportunity to get down on the field. It's pro-type turf, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's not very many high school fields I've ever been to be honest, that have this nice of grass turf out there. Compliments there to the Highland School Board to have a great surface for these guys to play.
Back deep to receive, standing on the 5-yard line is Crawford and Albert. It's kind of a bad kick, to say the least, going out of bounds at around the 30-yard line. So the Cobras are going to take over first and 10 at the 35-yard line to start this game.
Let's see what kind of offensive set SK comes out in. I think we can kind of imagine to see they're going to make Highland re-kick.
It does look like they're going to re-kick. Well, I guess if we get past the 35, which don't make a mistake, a fumble or whatnot, it will pay off for the Cobras.
Yeah.
They're going to march them back 5 yards. So number 22, Oakland, performing the kicking duties, he will re-kick this ball, setting it up, keying it up on the 35-yard line for the Huskies. As I said, back to receive, Peyton Crawford and Jordan Albert now standing on their own 20-yard line. The kick is away. Nice kick this time, going to be taken by Albert at the 25. The reverse here to Crawford. He's at the 30, the 35. He's loose. He's at the 50-yard line and finally knocked out of bounds at around the 42-yard line of Highland.
Yeah, nice little trickery play there. Jordan Albert did a nice job of catching that ball, getting the reverse to Peyton Crawford, and he had a full head of steam there, found the hole, and raced down the sidelines. Great starting field position for SK.
Yeah, correction there, knocked out of bounds at around the 36-yard line of Highland. So a little better yet than what I initially reported there. Looks like the Cobras are going to come out in that single wing formation, Reiner at quarterback. Oh, fumble on the play. Crawford started to take off before he had his hands on the ball. Was there going to be a direct snap to Peyton Crawford?
There is a flag on the field, though. If this is a false start and they called the flag, that it will not be a fumble, unfortunately, for Highland. It'll be a dead ball foul.
Yeah,
the legal motion, so actually, believe that's a dead ball foul. SK will remain with the football.
Okay. So a big break for the Cobras early on. Peyton maybe just a little bit jittery there. He was going to be off to the races here before he had the complete handle of the ball, Micah.
Yeah.
That marches him back. It's going to make it first and 15 for the Cobras. Ball now sits on the 41-yard line.
Little different look. That was a single wing with a slot to the far side. We don't see a split out very often out of that single wing, and they're going to go right back to it. Crawford and Griner in the backfield.
Crawford, Griner in the backfield. Two receivers split out to the far side of the field. Here's a direct snap to Crawford. Around the far side of the field, he cuts it back. He's across the 40 and finally brought down at around the 35-yard line. That's going to bring up second and about 7 for the Cobras.
Great run there by Peyton. Does a nice job of using his vision, cutting that back against the grain. Picks up about six yards. Nice, hard, tough run in there by Peyton Crawford on that one.
Yeah, my correction, second and 9. A little harder to tell how much yardage the guys are gaining down here in the sand. Reiner in the backfield, in the shotgun. There's a direct snap to Crawford. Hand off to Avery Moore. Avery Moore slips and goes down. It's going to make a third and long for the Cobras.
Very, very unfortunate. Avery Moore had a big hole there on the far side of the field. Did a nice job of taking that handoff off. The one thing, the play was a little slower developing. We're going to have to keep the tempo up so those guys can keep going full head of steam north and south.
10:52 to go here in the first quarter. Still scoreless. Third and 11 for the Cobras. Ball resting on the 38-37-yard line. More of a spread look here. Griner in the backfield in the shotgun. Handoff up the middle to Wittenkamp. Wittenkamp's got some running room. He moves across the 35 and is brought down at around the 33-yard line. It's going to be a fourth and a manageable distance, probably about fourth and seven.
I'm not sure if that was Jakey Wittenkamp or if that's Knobs Crawford there in the backfield with Luke. I'm not quite totally positive. It's hard to tell on the numbers.
That could be. It does look like number 22 in the backfield. Carson Crawford, also referred to as Knobs. Here's Griner on fourth down. Crawford around the near side of the field. He's got some running room. He's still on his feet. He's finally knocked out of bounds, but not before he has enough for the first down. It's going to be a first and 10 for the Cobras. Nice hard running by Peyton Crawford. I want to remind everybody the text line is open, 641-660-0616. Love to hear from our listeners from all across the nation. We know we've got some loyal listeners from different parts of the country listening into the Cobras every week. Two receivers for the Cobras split to the far side of the field. Dual Crawford's in the backfield along with Griner. Here's Griner with a block for Peyton Crawford. Peyton moves it right across guard and picks up about 5 or 6 yards. Going to bring up second and 5 for the Cobras.
Yeah, a little bit of an interesting crease, you might call it, having just a freshman playing in the backfield. Two brothers, Peyton and Carson, doing a nice job there. Both those guys. Carson gives us a little bit of different running style also.
Yeah, Carson's still in the ballgame. First we've seen of him this early in the ballgame in the season. Here's Griner back to pass. He keeps it. He's around the near side of the field, still on his feet, and finally brought down at around the 14-yard line. Going to be a short gain for the Cobras. Picks up about 2 yards, going up to third down and 3. For SK. Sidney Kidd are not wasting any time tonight, Mike, on the play calls. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's a guy in motion. Here's Griner, 5'16", up the middle, still on his feet, plowing forward, and he's close, inside the 5, close to the goal line. Knocked down just short. Nice run there by Griner.
Nice hard run in there by Luke Griner from his spin back 5'16 keeper. We talked to Coach Mateer there earlier before the game, and he said that thing's going to be tighter than it's ever been. So Luke does a nice job getting through that hole, getting north and south real quick, picking up a nice game.
Yeah, first and goal for the Cobras. Ball rests on the 3-yard line. Kind of in a spread. Two receivers here to the near side of the field. Direct snap to Crawford. Peyton Crawford, and he plows forward, drives forward to, picks up about a yard. It's going to bring up second down and goal, ball on the 2-yard line.
Yeah, just a little off tackle play there again. Not a lot going on, but Peyton does a nice job of picking up a couple yards there. Going to bring up a second, about two to go.
Two receivers going to go out to the far side of the field, backfield. Crawford and Griner. Here's Crawford with the keeper again, and this time he is going to be stopped short once again. Going to bring up third and goal. Third and goal for the Cobras.
Yeah, still out of that slot formation out of, and this time Carson Crawford's playing out there in the wingback position. Just a little keeper, direct snap to Peyton Crawford, not quite enough to make it through, so we'll see what Coach Jensen has drawn up here.
Yeah, Carson Crawford now in the backfield. Two receivers split here to the near side of the field. Here's Griner in the shotgun. Fumble on the play. Flag on the play as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be offsides on Highland. They got just a little quick. They are going to call it offsides. Mark half the distance to the goal. It's like Luke probably had the hard count on there, expecting them to get a little jumpy, and it'll make them sit there a little bit more.
Ed Griner trots all the way over to the coach. He's going to get a workout if he does that every play. The play call is in. Griner and Peyton Crawford here in the backfield. Two receivers split to the far side of the field. Here's Peyton Crawford. He's got the corner, and he's in for the touchdown. Cobras score with 6:43 to go. Take the lead over Highland, 6-0.
Nice job. Design play to go sweep out to that side with the slot receivers blocking out front. Also, he had a great block from his little brother, Carson. Another great block from Luke Griner's quarterback. So, nice little run to the pylon. We'll see on here to attempt PAT.
Yeah, Weber on, Griner to hold. Weber had a great night last week, last Friday night. Kick the ball is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 6:43 to go, Sigourney Chubbitt now leading 7-0 over Highland. Well, Mike, not a bad drive there. It's always nice on that first drive to capitalize and put some points on the board.
Yeah, more than anything, Amos, a drive that, took a little more time off the clock. Highland did a nice job defensively, keeping those big games from a week ago to being short games. So made Peyton and the rest of the crew in the backfield work for it a little bit more. And nice to see the Cobras strike first. We'll see now what Coach Jensen and Coach Jarns have drawn up for the defensive side of the football.
Cobras taking the field, getting ready to kick off to Highland back deep to receive for the Huskies will be number 3, Trey Lessick. They have two Lessick brothers, Trey and Trent. Trent, number 5. But Trey Lessick and West back deep, standing on their own 10-yard line. Kicking off for the Cobras is Weber. Ball's placed on the 40-yard line. Here's the kick. Is away. It's going to be taken by West at about the 10-yard line. He's across the 20, the 30, still on his feet, and finally brought down at around the 35-yard line.
Late flag.
Late flag does come in.
Not quite sure what that is. If that's extracurricular from SK, the coaches are going to have to.
Yep.
It is going to be. Is it going to be unsportsmanlike or a face mask? I did not see the call, Amos.
It was not a face mask.
So very, very unfortunate. Guys didn't quite hear the whistle and jumped on the pile there in the end and got flagged for it. These refs aren't going to.
So the Huskies are going to start in pretty good field position. First and 10 from midfield right at the 50-yard line. Wood will quarterback this for. Quick pass, quick hitter across the middle to Sandberg. He fell on his feet, missed Packerell. Not sure who that was, if that was Griner. Missed that, or if in fact it was,
I believe the corner out there was in man coverage out into the flat, and the guy's going to have to do a good job of communicating that if you like to throw that little bubble out there to the edge.
First and 10, ball now rests on the 39-yard line. Here's Wood with the handoff off the middle, still on his feet. Oh, fumble on the play.
Yeah, but I don't believe they're going to call him down. The ground can't cause a fumble.
I gotcha.
So Bryce West come over the top of the pile, and the ball popped out. But
it's going to bring up 2nd and 7 for the Huskies. Cobra showing at 5-man front this week. Here's Wood with the handoff. A Wood with the keeper, and he's dropped immediately. Might have lost a yard or two.
Nice job there, Isaiah Hahn, and also I'm trying to catch the numbers. It's kind of hard to see. I believe 24, no, 54. That was Lane Booner also on the tackle.
Lane Booner, yeah, these numbers are just impossible to see, but we'll do our best to try to share with our listeners who's in on these tackles. Wood in the shotgun, back to pass, got a guy open in the flat. And there's a hold. Absolutely. They made the call. Number five, Washington Atlantic, was holding a defender. There was enough for the first down, but this one's going to come back 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Number five is going to get caught. Caught red-handed there, a little block in the back there. They are going to call it a hold, so it's going to be a spot foul, marching back 10 yards from the spot. Very, very unfortunate for the Highland Huskies there. Very, very fortunate for SK. They got to do a better job of getting some pressure on them on Wood and also doing a better job out there in the flats. Right now they're attacking those flats. Those outside linebackers and corners might have to play a little bit tighter on them.
5:13 to go. Saturday in the first quarter. Saturday leading 7-0. Wood brings his core of receivers up 2-3 here to the near side, one to the far side. Wood back to pass. He's got a guy open downfield. And great coverage downfield there. I believe that's
Avery Moore there that time.
Avery Moore, step for step with the Highland receiver. So it's going to bring up 4th and 10 for the Huskies.
Nice job there. Well-ran route by the Highland receiver, I believe Lasik again. And Avery Moore there, step for step. Does a nice job looking back for the football. Nicely thrown ball there, though, by Wood.
Yeah, he's, like I said, you know, he's an experienced quarterback, just a junior, but does throw the ball very, very well. So 4th and 10, and they're going to go for it here. Ball sitting on the 39-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. Here's Wood in the shotgun. Back to pass. He's being pursued. Oh, in and out of the hands of one guy and picked off, and it's coming back the other way. This looks like Avery Moore. He's down the sideline and crosses over the 50-yard line. Avery Moore with an interception and brought down at about the 47-yard line of Highland. Great field position for the Cobras.
Yeah, great job, Avery Moore, on the interception. I think Coach needs to tell him, though, on fourth down and long, you just knocked that one down in that type of situation. But a nice job on the return. Also picks up a great block by Luke Greiner and Lane Bunder there down the sideline to spring him free. There is going to be a flag on the play, though, I believe. I don't know exactly what that was.
Brent CB listening in, as he does every week. Kansas City is in, celebrating a Royals victory down there in Kansas City. Brent, one of our most loyal listeners. Here's Greiner in the gun. Hand off to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room. He's loose. He's out to the 50, the 45, and finally dropped down back to about the original line of scrimmage after Moore's interception return. So they're going to mark it at about the 42-yard line of Highland. 1st and 10, Cobras.
Nice job, Peyton Crawford, and also offensive line. Gets a great full block there by Lane Bunder coming across the space, and then those guys are doing a heck of a job opening up the running lane.
Haven't seen that wing tee yet tonight, Micah. Staying in the single wing, Greiner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Wittenkamp in motion. Wittenkamp with the handoff. Not much going. He's wrapped up and probably dropped for about a loss of a yard on that play, on that counter play.
Yeah, you know, that play has not been there this year like it has been in the past, and I don't know if it's just a little bit different how the guys are running in the front, but that play's been deadly in the past and just not a lot going there this year on that.
Greiner and Crawford still sit in that single wing. Here's a bad snap. Again, Greiner jumps on it.
There is a fumble on the play.
Greiner does get on top of it. They're pointing in the direction of Sigourney Kyoto, but that's going to move him back. It's going to be 3rd and about 15 for the Cobras.
Yeah, and that's the second bad snap we've seen tonight. We have not seen that here in the past weeks. The snaps from Cole Brenneman have been fairly good to Greiner, so hopefully they shore that up here.
Here's Wittenkamp in motion. Hand off to Crawford. He's still on his feet. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up 4th and 10 for the Cobras.
See if Coach, they're going to go for it. Coach Jensen is going to decide to send the punt team on. He is going to send the punt. I thought for a second he was thinking about going. I don't know if he realized it was 4th down or not.
Yeah.
We will send Peyton Crawford on to punt. Something we haven't seen him do much here the last couple games, but he has done for 3 years fairly well.
Crawford stands on Sidney Kyoto's 47-yard line, gets a good one away to Lessig. Oh, and he lets it go, and it's going to roll into the end zone, so Highland will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 2:28 to go here in the first quarter. Sidney Kyoto leading 7-0 over Highland. And kind of a fast-moving first quarter, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. Sigourney Keogh has done a nice job of controlling the game clock. We haven't seen a lot of the Highland offense so far, but we'll probably see a heavy dose here before the end of this first quarter, I would think.
Got our good friend Timothy Joffro Messenger sitting right next to us here. I think it's his first SK game of the season. He nods his head, yes, it is. He's generally out playing golf this time of the day. Movement on the play. There is a flag. We'll wait to see if this is offsides or a false start on Highland.
I believe it's going to be false start on number 24 Sandberg. I believe he jumped there from his wide receiver spot on the far side of the field.
That'll bring up first and 15. Ball rests on the 15-yard line for Highland. Cobras could come up with a big stop here and put another score on the board. That would be nice. But first and 15. Here's a handoff up the middle. Gain of a couple. Gets back close to the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up second down and 12. The official word is second down and 13. Highland wasting no time. Wood in the shotgun has been all night. Three receivers here to the near side of the field. Quick hitter out here to number 5, Lessig. He dances and finally run out of bounds, but run out of bounds short of the first down. Should have made a third and about 5.
Yeah, just a little quick hitter to the outside, a little bubble. They do a nice job from what I've seen on tape throwing out to them flats. Our cornerbacks and outside linebackers are going to have to be very, very wary of that. Here as we move forward.
Highland sending two receivers to the far side of the field, one to the near side, and Highland's going to take a timeout. They want to talk about this one. Recognize our sponsors. One of our sponsors is Lyle Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. Lyle Insurance and Grinnell Mutual wish the best of luck to the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras this season. Lyle Insurance is a proud supporter of our community and team up with our neighbors to keep it going strong. Local families have depended on us for quality insurance protection for decades. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Jerry, and Rita Sheets today at 641-636-3771 for a winning combination of products, price, and service. That's our policy of working together. Also by Gardner Collier Jewelry. Gardner Collier is the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs, located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and the Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. Back to action, Wood in the shotgun. Another penalty marker on the play.
That time it may be offside against SK. I believe one of their guys probably jumped offside when they seen a guy go in motion for Highland. It's going to be a first down for Highland. Couple on the night. We'll see if they can get their train going.
Unfortunate penalty there on the Cobras, giving Highland a first down. Ball now on the 33-yard line, first and 10 for Highland. Highland going to send two receivers over to the far side, one here to the near side. Wood stays in the shotgun. Back to pass. He pump fakes. He's being pursued and finally brought down in the backfield. Going to be a loss of about 5 on the play. It's going to bring up second and about 15.
Yeah, nice job, I believe, there. Zev Webb, also Cooper Griner back on the field. Cooper missed there that first series. Had a little issue at weightlifting, I believe. Didn't quite make the weight, so he missed that first series. But does a nice job there from his defensive end position.
Highland with two receivers over to the far side, one here to the near side with Wood in the shotgun again. one running back in motion here to the near side of the field, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds short of the original line of scrimmage. That will bring up third and long for the Huskies.
Nice job, Lane Boonder, Avery Moore, also Cooper Griner there from his defensive end position. Again, there in the tackle. You know, doing a nice job playing bend but not break football right now.
So third and 13, ball on the 29-yard line. Two receivers over to the far side of the field with one here to the near side. Here's Wood. Wood rolls out here to the near side of the field. He's got a guy open downfield and immediately knocked out of bounds. Going to be short of the first down, knocked out at around the 38-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth and seven, fourth and six.
Fourth down and five for the Huskies. Nice job, Lane Boonder, Alex Schuster there on coverage from their linebacker positions there, I believe.
Get it back deep to receive the punt from Highland is Jordan Albert. Highland's punter stands on his own 24-yard line. Albert placed back on the SK 28. The kick is away. Nice kick, and Albert gets away. Oh!
Very, very fortunate. I will say this. They weren't expecting the pressure, and Cooper Griner just about got a hand on that from his defensive end position. Coach, hopefully Coach seen that, and they maybe send a little more heat from the outside next time. But very, very fortunate for SK that he does pick up that botched punt.
Yeah, the kid, Albert, needs to start catching those. I told him after last week's game that you need to start catching those balls, and he obviously didn't. 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. There's a handoff to Crawford around the far side of the field, following his blockers, cuts it back across the green, still on his feet, picks up about nine. It's going to bring up a second. Oh, they're going to mark him 10 yards,
yeah,
so they're going to move that
down.
To move the chains. They're going to get one more playoff. 2 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
They'll let the clock run out here.
Ball's placed on the 34. Nice pickup there by Peyton Crawford.
That'll be the end of the first quarter.
So the first quarter comes to an end. Sierra Kyoto leading 7-0 over Highland on their homecoming night. Take this opportunity to recognize more of our sponsors, Vision Ag of Kyoto. Vision Ag would like to take this opportunity to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team best of luck during the 2015 season. The folks at Vision Ag are there for you, whether it be custom application of fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, or your seed needs. Vision Ag has what you need. They carry a full line of cropland and kelp seed. Stop in and visit with Scott, Mark, or Chad to discuss your crop input needs. Contact Vision Ag at 641-636-2140. Also brought to you by Renman Construction. Are you in the market to build a new home or remodel a portion of your existing building? Call Gene Brenneman. He and his staff will help you through the planning stages of the project. Brenneman Construction of Kyoto, a proud supporter of Sigourney Kyoto football. You should see what they saw. Call Brenneman Construction at 319-330-3576. Cobra's back in that single wing. Here's a direct snap to Crawford up the middle. It's going to pick up about five, bring up second and five. Ball going to be moved forward to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, nice hard run in there by Peyton Crawford. Picks up a big six, short seven. Peyton does a nice job following his blockers there, being patient. It's only a matter of time before that's going to open up big again there like last week.
Cobras still showing single wing. Here's Granter with the keeper on that 5-16 at the middle. Still on his feet and finally brought down at the 50-yard line. It's going to bring up a first down for the Cobras. Got to give a shout-out to Coach Jensen's parents. Roger and Deborah listening in out there in Creston. We had the opportunity to talk to Coach right before the game. And, Mom, I got to tell you, his razor broke. He's just looking a little grizzly. He kind of laughed when I told him that, because my broadcast partner here, Micah, He didn't have an opportunity to kind of clean himself up either. So they look like twins. But coach is he was pumped up and ready for tonight, and he was thinking the kids were ready as well. So glad to have you listening in out there in Creston, and I hope your son brings home another victory for the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras. We do have an injured player out on the field, Highland Husky player. Have you had the opportunity to catch his number, Mike?
I have not. It looks like they're taking a look at his knee or his ankle. I'm not quite sure exactly who it is, if it's an interior lineman. It is, I believe, 58. Is that right?
Yeah, number 58. Haslett?
Yep, I believe that's who it was. Great run there by Luke Greiner on that 516. He does a nice job of picking up about 7-8 yards for contact. Blocked well up front, big hole. Luke, he's not going to do a lot of fancy stuff up back there. He's a north and south type of runner and does a nice job of lowering the shoulder and laying the boom there at the end of that to pick up the first down.
Yeah, doesn't get a lot of carries, but when he does, usually if there's something there, he can make something of it. Here we got a receiver here to the near side of the field. Greiner and Wickenkamp, it appears, in the backfield this time for the Cobras. Here's the pitch to Wickenkamp around the far side of the field. He's across the 45 and finally brought down at around the 42-yard line of Highland.
Yeah, that's a different play there again, just a little sweep play. Out to the far side of the field and has a couple blockers there blocking out in front of him. Nice job, Jacob, getting the corner and turning it up.
Cobras still showing single wing. Tight formation this time, second and short. Here is Greiner again with the keeper, still on his feet and finally brought down, but not before he had enough for the first down. Nice hard running there by the spin back, Greiner.
Nice job, Luke. There again, not a lot doing, but he does have enough to pick up the first down. I would suspect they're going to key big time on number 45 tonight. We might be calling Luke Reiner's number there more than usual.
Here's Greiner again in the backfield with Crawford. Greiner rolls out the pass, got a guy open, and nice reception there by Wick, I believe, Jacob Wickenkamp. It was Wickenkamp, enough for the first down. Well-thrown ball by Greiner, as I said. The last couple weeks, he has really settled in and looks comfortable in that quarterback position.
Yeah, nice job there. Does a nice job of following his read, finding the open receiver. Jacob Wickenkamp out in the flat, and Jacob does a nice job of pulling that thing down and picking up first down.
You know, Coach Jay hasn't shown us the wing T yet tonight. Still sit in that single wing. Here's Greiner with a handoff to Crawford, the far side of the field. He's got the corner. He's got one guy to beat. He turns on the Jets, and he's at – oh, there is a flag on the play. It looks like potentially Applegate over there on the far side of the field. Nice run by Crawford, however. He had enough for the first down, but I think that one's going to come back.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate because Peyton was already fast then. Some of that Ben's got to keep his mitts off a little bit there. Peyton was down the field already. Very, very unfortunate. That's going to be a spot foul, and we'll march this one back.
Yeah, that's going to bring up first down and about 16 for the Cobras. Ball's now placed on the 34-yard line, and Peyton had that thing down dangerously close to the 10. Greiner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Wittenkamp in motion. With the counterplay, Wittenkamp with the ball. He's on the loose. Ball's, I think the ball is loose. That'd be the third fumble of the night that the Cobras have had, and Highland does come up with it.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. Jacob Wittenkamp taking off in the Highland secondary and gets that thing stripped, poked loose. Very, very unfortunate. We got to do a better job of taking care of the ball.
9:35 to go here before halftime. Sigourney Kyoto leading 7-0. Highland trots on. Ball placed on the 24-yard line of Highland. Looks like Sigourney Kyoto in a four-man front this series of defensive downs. Here's Wood in the shotgun. Handoff up the middle, and not much going. wrapped up just after he crosses over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I believe that's West carrying the football. Also, I believe West, very, very good young wrestler there for Highland, does double duty. I believe either him or his brother has been a state champion or state runner-up. Nice to see those guys playing both sports here.
Absolutely. Highland sends three receivers here to the near side, one to the far side, Wood in the shotgun. Back to pass, got a quick hitter. Quick hitter and in and out of the hands of Greiner. Greiner finally brings him down. Just kind of over-pursued on that tackle, but he did recover and got him down, but not before first down.
Yeah, very, very, you know, Luke is the guy that we want out here in the flat. He does a nice job for the most part, and just fortunate at that time he knew he was beat, over-pursued just ever so slightly. But he does do a nice job of wrapping him up before he picks up a big gainer.
One receiver to the far side, two here to the near side with a blown back in the backfield along with Wood. Ball now rests on the 37. Here's a runner, Lessig, in motion. Hand off to Lessig around the far side of the field, and he's finally brought down at about the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up second and we'll call it second and 10 for the Huskies.
You know, that's not the first time we've seen somebody slip with the ball here tonight. And, I got to be honest, this turf is in great condition. It's a beautiful field out here at Highland tonight. So it's kind of stumping me a little bit why they're sliding around.
Might be a little wet out there. The grass has had a tendency to get wet here recently. But here's a Highland running back up the middle, and good pursuit there by Peyton Crawford coming flying in from his linebacker position.
Yeah, he
knocked him down.
He's hammered there by Peyton Crawford from his inside linebacker position. So nice hard running by West to pick up a couple. But definitely paid the price.
Third and nine, third and eight, they're calling it for the Huskies. Three receivers split out to the far side and one here to the near side of the field. Wood in the backfield along with a lone running back. Here's Wood rolling to the far side of the field, being pursued. He's still on his feet and finally knocked out of bounds short of the first down marker, a good 5 or 6 yards short. That will create a punt situation for the Huskies.
Yeah, they are going to send the punt team on. We'll see if Jordan Wood's going to be deep, and I believe they're going to send him back again. So hats off, Coach Jensen, to stick with his guy back there. Hasn't been without mistake, but hopefully he redeems himself here on this one.
The Highland punter stands on his own 30-yard line to kick this one away. Albert stands back on his own 32. Kick is away. Albert chases it. And he picks this one up, and he's off to the races, the 30, the 35, and tiptoes out of bounds at around the 37, 38-yard line.
Nice job, Jordan Albert, that time. Picks it up on the one hop. Does pick up about 30 yards on that, because if that thing bounces,
yeah,
it's going to be all the way down to the 10. So nice job him picking that one up, and here we go, SK.
Going to mark it on the 39, 7:12 to go before half. First and 10 Cobras. Kreiner and Peyton Crawford in the backfield. Direct snap to Peyton here around the far side of the field. Cuts back. He's got some running room and runs over a guy and is across midfield. Got enough for the first down. Nice run by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, picks up a great block. Jacob Wickenkamp, Luke Greiner, doing a great job lead blocking for Peyton there on that direct snap that time.
Cobras jog up to the line. Here's Greiner. We got Wickenkamp in motion. Here's Crawford up the middle, still on his feet. He made something out of nothing there. Picked up about 4 yards. Going to bring up second and six.
Yeah, a little sidestep there. He's such a patient runner sometimes. I want to tell him to get going. He knows what he's doing. He's done this long enough. He is going to take a short breather here, come off the field. So we'll see if Carson comes back on. Jake Avery Moore is going to come back in, so we'll probably see Wickenkamp, I believe, at the tailback position. So nice hard running there by Peyton Crawford.
6:28 to go before halftime. Cobras leading 7-0. Here's Greiner in the ballgame. Here's Wickenkamp with the handoff. He's on his feet yet. still plowing forward and has enough for the first down and finally brought down at around the 30-yard line, maybe just inside the 30-yard line of Highland.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about on the way here tonight. Jacob Wickenkamp, he gives us such a different type of runner back there, different than we're seeing from Peyton or even Nate. He hits that hole so fast and it does a great job of cutting back against the grain.
Crawford back into the ball game, back in the backfield with Griner. Here's Wickenkamp. Griner with the keeper. He's got some running room. He's still on his feet. He's going to make her in for the touchdown, Griner. 5:56 to go. Cobra strike again. No laundry on the field. Put six on the board.
Nice job. We talked about that all week. 5:16 is going to be there. It's going to be there. It's been there at times this year, but Luke just hasn't been able to break that big one. Great job, Luke Griner, hitting that hole hard, and there was nobody there to lay a hand on him.
Griner stays on the field to hold for the PAT attempt by Weber. 5:56 to go. Cobras now lead 13-0. The kick is down. The ball is down. The kick is up and no good. That was you were an after Pellet Christian game, but that looked a little more like Pellet Christian. It's unfortunate because I'll tell you, the young kid Weber has really improved on the PATs, and I'm very proud of that young man.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to see Luke, like I said there before, getting to the end zone there, and that, having a great. The score may not say it right now, but, guys have done a great job of running the football. Not without mistake, though. We've also given the ball up here three times here in the first half, so we need to take care of the football, and it's here for us.
Back deep to receive, Trey Lusick and West for the Huskies. Good kick, taken at the 15 by Lusick. He has he's across the 20. Across the 40, and still on his feet, and finally brought down, but not before he crosses over the 50-yard line. Great return there by Lessig.
We talked about that a few times. Our Achilles heel at times has been our kickoff team. Unfortunately, we've given up way too many yards to the teams we've played here on the kickoff. They're going to start with ball, I believe, on SK's 48 here.
Yeah, so they crossed over the 50-yard line, starting in SK territory, first and 10. Two receivers, three receivers here to the near side, one over to the far side. Here's Wood in the shotgun. Pumps, fakes, and has a guy open for a gain of about 8 yards. Going to bring up second and two for the Huskies.
I believe Trent Lasick there on the reception that time. Wood throws a heck of a ball out there. We haven't seen him throw anything deep other than the interception, but he does a nice job of throwing out to them flat.
Yeah, they're going to send one receiver to the far side, two here to the near side, along with that tight end. Looks like they got a tight end set in there. One lone back in the backfield along with Wood, who remains in the shotgun. Here's number 9, Burton, in motion. Hand off to Burton around the far side of the field. He's going to be knocked down real close to that first down marker. We'll see if they give it to him.
And he's very, very close. See if the officials take a timeout to measure. No sign yet. They are going to call an official's timeout to measure this one, I believe, Amos.
Yeah, this one's very close to a first down. Looks like the ball's resting on about the 39-yard line of Sigourney Toyota. It is, in fact, a first down. As you can tell by the cheers, all these Husky fans were surrounded by. Very happy that their team was able to get that first down, first and 10 from, they're calling it, about the 39-yard line. One receiver here to the near side, two to the far. Here's Wood with a quick hitter out, and our guy. Finally, I'm not sure who our defender was. It slipped. It was Albert. Albert slipped and lost his footing, and looks like number 5, Lessig, takes this one all the way down to inside the 10 with 4:38 to go. Cobras need to tighten their belt, Micah.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very unfortunate that Albert slips down. Gives up a big gainer there.
Three receivers to the far side of the field, one here to the near side. Here's Wood rolling out, got a guy open. And he is in for the touchdown. So touchdown Highland with 4:23 to go here before half. One big play, and they strike. So showing signs that they can move the ball.
Yeah, definitely, and very, very unfortunate. We've seen it time and time again this year. Our secondary could not give up those big plays. You know, it's not necessarily that we give up that many yards on the ground as much as those quick strikes through the air. So Coach Jensen going to have to short things up over there on that.
Wood on to hold for Burton's point after attempt. 4:23 to go here before half. Oh, a botched snap. And I believe it was the kicker. Burton picks it up and runs it in for the two-point conversion. There was a Cobra right there, but just kind of over-pursued and missed Burton as he scampers in for the two-point conversion. So with 4:23 here to go before half, Highland moves to within five of the Cobras. Cobras leading 13-8 over the Huskies. But the Huskies showing signs of life here as we move closer to halftime.
Yeah, you know, and Amos, this game last year at Sigourney was a shootout. It was a high-scoring game, I believe, 55 to 42, possibly. I'm not quite sure if I recollect the correct score, but we know this Highland team can put up points, and we also know that SK can put up points. It's just going to be see which team stands up and makes a defensive stand here tonight.
Yeah, a couple things that we're making way too many mistakes. We fumbled the ball three times. A misplay down here on the extra point. Albert slips and takes his time getting up. We can't have those types of things going on and expect to put teams away early. So we're going to have to correct those starting right now, Micah. Highland set to kick off back deep. Crawford and Albert, they stand on their own 15-yard line. It's going to be a short kick. That's a live ball. Albert, get on it. It goes out of bounds. It goes out of bounds. So the Cobras will take over at the 35-yard line, first and 10, with 4:23 to go here before half. They're going to make them kick it again.
Way it looks, Coach Jensen, he's not going to let them kick it out of bounds. They want to get the opportunity to try to get the ball in Peyton Crawford's hands here on the kickoff. They're going to keep kicking away from him, I believe, but that's not something we've seen or haven't seen this year. But anytime 45 can get his ball in his hands, he is electric. So we'll see if they opt to kick away from him again.
So that's a 5-yard penalty. So now the Huskies will kick off from their own 35-yard line. Crawford and Albert still back deep, now standing on the 25. Going to be a squib kick this time, picked up by, I think, Avery Moore. Avery Moore still on his feet across the 50 and drugged down at about the 46-yard line. A Husky down, hurt, in pain. Yeah, he looks like he is hurting. Number three, that'd be the younger Lessig, Trey Lessig, out there, a very key player on this Husky team. He's a return specialist. That's a lot of nice things for this Highland team.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate there. A little squib kick, and Jake Wickenkamp actually catches it on the fly. And then there was a big, big block there by one of the SK return guys, and very, very unfortunate for Highland.
Yeah, for sure. They're tending to him. I'm not sure. It looks like they're working with a leg. I tell you what, we've seen more leg injuries just in the last 3 weeks. Seems to be one about every week. And this young man is going to get up, and he's hurting. But he is coming off. I doubt we will see Trey Lassick again tonight. Because
he's coming off on his own power. You never do know. It did look like he was a hurting unit, though, when he went down.
Yeah, for sure. But a nice return there. You know, I got to apologize to the listeners because these new away jerseys of the Cobras are yellow numbers on white jerseys, and I do not recommend that unless you got a spotter right down on the field relaying back to you who actually has the ball. I called it Avery Moore because it looked like Moore running, but you corrected me. It was actually Jacob Wickenkamp caught that ball in the air, moves that ball across the 50, now placed at the 46-yard line, 4:17 to go before halftime. Cobras leading 13-8. Griner and Peyton Crawford in the backfield for the Cobras. Here's Moore in motion. Griner back to pass. Cross one downfield. Got a guy open in Hahn. Down across, inside the 25 and falls down at about the 22-yard line. Nice job there by Luke finding a wide-open Isaiah Hahn downfield.
Yeah, not something to catch Highland off their heels just ever so slightly. You know, we don't pass very often out of first down. Great play call, Coach Jensen. Throw it down the field there.
Absolutely. First and 10, ball resting on the 22-yard line. Griner and Crawford. Here's Wickenkamp in motion. Wickenkamp with the ball. Cuts it back inside and now pops it back outside. He's down at the 10, wraps that ball up inside the 10-yard line. Going to be enough. Really, really close to a first down. It is, in fact, going to be enough for the first down.
Great job. Running Wickenkamp there. Does a nice job hitting that first initial hole. Bounces it outside. Just doing a heck of a job running the football.
First and goal from the 8. Griner, Crawford in the backfield. Wickenkamp in that wingback spot. Here's Griner with the lead block for Crawford. He's out in front of him. Crawford's got the corner, and he is in for the touchdown, it appears. Yes, the signal comes. So with 3:30 to go, the Cobras strike again on those legs of Peyton Crawford. Nice lead block again out there by Wickenkamp and Griner.
Yeah.
Get out there and put a shoulder on somebody.
Yeah, that's definitely information that we like to see. Jacob Wickenkamp and Luke Griner blocking out in front of their big number 45 tailback. And once he gets that thing going north and south, it's hard to stop him. Great run there by Peyton Crawford to get the 6.
Cobra's going to go for 2. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's a pop pass. Griner to number 18, Isaiah Hahn. So they get the 2 back that they gave to Highland earlier. Cobra's now lead Highland 21-8 with 3:30 to go before half. That was a nice series of downs there, Micah. We saw a little bit of everything. We got a lot of different people involved in the offensive side of the ball. So good to see a lot of different people touching the ball on that series of downs. Cobras getting set to kick off. Highland yet to send their team out, their receiving team. Coach Donovan's got them all gathered in. Trey Lessig out, so they're going to send back number 10, Landfair, to replace number 3, Trey Lessig, the sensational freshman here for the Highland Huskies, who went down appeared to be an ankle injury. Don't know for sure whether we're going to see him again. Here's Weber to kick off. Nice deep kick. Going to be taken there by West at about the 15. He's across the 20 at the 30, still on his feet. And finally wrestled down inside the 35-yard line. So the Huskies will take over first and 10 at the 34-yard line, their own 34-yard line. 3:23 to go here before half. Sigourney-Kyoto leading 21-8 over Highland. Cobra is still in that 4-man front. Switch from a 5-man front from a few plays back. Here's Wood in the shotgun. He looks to the far side. He's being pursued and brought down in the backfield. Was that Boonder?
I believe Schuster, and I believe also
64, Cooper Griner. Nice job by Cooper. I think he got his mitts on him there first and slowed him down, and Schuster came in and helped polish him off. Loss of 3 on the play. Second and 13, ball on the 30-yard line. 2:52 to go before halftime here, homecoming in Highland. Here's Wood in the shotgun. fake handoff and piled up in the backfield. Loss on the play again. Nice pursuit there by the defensive line of Sigourney. He's got big web in there along with,
I believe it's Cooper Griner again there on the tackle.
Cooper playing like a man possessed here tonight. Third and eight. Timeout on the field taken by Highland. On to the boys that pay the bills for us. Our sponsors, Town and Country Insurance, out of Sigourney, Kenny and Angie Gretter. Town and Country Insurance. Stop in to Town and Country Insurance for all your insurance needs. Whether it is home, auto, farm, or crop insurance, stop in and see Angie Gretter at Town and Country Insurance on Highway 92 East in Sigourney. Also brought to you by Fagan Elevator. Fagan Elevator would like to wish the Sigourney Theta football team success on the 2015 season. Fagan Elevator for all of your grain merchandising needs. Contact Larry or Dave at Fagan Elevator, 641-636-3089. Any of you folks out there listening that got extra grain laying around in that Kyoto Harper area, don't forget to give Dave or Larry a call. Here come the Huskies of Highland. One receiver here to the near side, two over to the far side. Here's Wood, rolls over here to the near side, being pursued again. Oh, he's got his wheels running. He's got a receiver open downfield, number 14, Raff, dangerously close to the first down marker. Nice, well-thrown ball there by Wood.
Yeah, Wood was on the roll out there and being pursued by two or three SK players and does a nice job of on the run finding his receiver rest.
Fourth and short, ball on the 43-yard line. Wood in the shotgun. Going to be a timeout taken again by Coach Donovan for Highland. He wants to talk this one over. It's about fourth and two, they're calling it, for the Huskies. So kind of in dangerous position here, Micah.
Yeah, definitely. 2:31 left here in the second quarter. We have not, in this position, we've played too much prevent defense in the past. And I'm glad to see Coach Charm still sending some pressure at him here. In this situation, though, you've got to be thinking this is still a pick up first down. We're not 2 minutes yet, so I don't think that they're probably in that much of a hurry up as of yet.
Got 2:31 to go here before half. Sigourney Kyoto leading 21-8. I want to remind everybody, if you're out there in listener land, we've got Adam Sellers listening in over there. Sigourney passed the score along to a central lead, leading Mid-Prairie 7-0 in the first quarter. So, that's one of our opponents, and we knew Central Lee's got a vastly improved football team from a few years back. We obviously played them 2 years ago and beat them pretty handily, but they have made great strides. Here's Wood in the shotgun. Number 5, Trent Lassick in motion. Switches over to the far side.
I got guys in motion.
I got another guy, number 10, Landfair, coming over here to the near side of the field. They got the fullback in Sanborn set up in that fullback position. They're trying to call him off sides with the long count. And Wood takes another timeout. Now, that'd be their fourth timeout. Would it not?
I'm not quite sure. I thought they were out of timeouts.
I did, too.
Obviously, I stand corrected.
We both do. Maybe Coach Jay called one of those timeouts, but I don't think I ever saw him point in Sigourney Kyoto's direction. So fourth and two, 2:31 to go. Wood goes in the shotgun with the hard count, trying to pull the Cobras off. But well-coached Cobras, well-coached. They stay put, don't fall for the long count and the sharp count. So that changes the dynamics. Number 14, Rath, trots on. Now, I would be aware and of the fake for sure. Back deep to receive for the Cobras is number 23, Jordan Albert. Raff stands on his own 30-yard line. Here's the snap. The kick is away. Nice kick. Going to send Albert all the way back. Get into the end zone, and it just does. Triple into the end zone. So Cobras going to take over with 2:21 to go here before half. Got an opportunity to put some more points on the board, but they got 80 yards to go to make it happen.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see if Coach Jensen opts to stay in that single wing offense, or if we see a little bit of that wing tee now, or if he comes out and spread a little over 2 minutes left and try to work on that two-minute drill.
Looks like we're going to stay in the single wing, Crawford and Greiner in the backfield. Here's Wittenkamp in motion. Greiner with the keeper up the middle again. Nice gainer. Oh, man, there's a whole host of people. Got a hold of Greiner, but nice gain. Real close to a first down at 5-16. Working pretty handy today.
Yeah, it is. Nice job, Luke, getting that hole very, very hard. Unfortunately, his linemen aren't to the second level before he is. He's sneaky fast, so nice job, Luke.
Greiner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Greiner, rolls out the pass, being pursued. He cuts it back. He's still on his feet. He's got some running room. He's going to have enough for the first down. Still on his feet. And finally brought down after he got about five more than he needed for that first down. 1:41 to go here before half. Ball's going to be placed. It's very hard to 40, about that 37-yard line, first and 10. Nice scramble there by Greiner.
Yeah, nice job, and they had pressure right away in the backfield that time, right in Luke's face, and he took off down the field and did a nice job of using his vision and able to find an open running lane and make a couple guys miss and pick up the first down.
Cobras take a timeout and talk this one over. I'm sure Coach Jay wants to put another score on the board here before halftime.
I believe Greiner lost his shoe there. Coach wanted to make sure he got to put the foot back on without haste. So nice time to take a timeout, get the guys refocused, though, and then see what they got to do here. Minute 41 left here in the second quarter.
Cobras come back out to the line. Play is called. Greiner and Crawford in the backfield. Seen a lot more of Greiner tonight than we have in games past. Here's Wittenkamp. Here's Greiner with the keeper again. Up the middle. And brought down after a short gain. We're going to call it a gain of about three.
That time, I think it was a missed handoff, and Greiner actually picks it up. And nice heads-up play. Lee Greiner picks up the ball, and like nothing happened, picked up about four.
Yeah, it did look like a low snap, and Greiner just tried to make as much of it as he could. Greiner and Crawford in the backfield. Direct snap to Crawford. Crawford going to pass this one. He's got a guy open downfield and caught. Down at the 35-yard line by number 23, Jordan Albert. Nice job. We know he can catch the ball. I'm going to have to get on him about those punt returns, but nice. He went up for that one. Nice gain. Nice thrown ball there by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, we've seen that time and time again. Peyton Crawford does have the ability to throw back there.
1:05 to go here in the second quarter. Here's the handoff to Crawford on the far side of the field on his feet. He's moving forward. They got to be down, knocked down, out of bounds, inside the 20-yard line. We'll see where the spot is on this one because he went out of bounds on the far side of the field. It's going to be around the 12-yard line, first and 10 for the Cobras. Ball placed on the 12, 53 seconds to go here before halftime.
Nice heads-up play by Peyton Crawford there to step out of bounds, too, stop the clock. Gives the guys time to catch their breath and get a play called in.
Greiner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Crawford, direct snap. Still on his feet, moving forward. He's going to scamper into the end zone. No laundry on the field. Touchdown, Cobras. Nice, tough run by Peyton Crawford to score for the Cobras.
Yeah, nice running, just a direct snap, off tackle. They started the year running that a little more off tackle. They've kind of moved it into more of a B-cap. Run, and Greiner and Wickenkamp are doing a nice job lead blocking for him. Peyton's a nice patient runner and has enough to punch that one in for six.
Greiner on the hold, Weber on the kick. High snap. Weber didn't get into this one either, so that's two he's missed. He's one for three
on that one.
Another low kick by Weber, but with that, touchdown by Crawford. Sidney Kidd now leads the Highland Huskies with 48 seconds to go before half, 27-8. Now, Micah, we had talked earlier. One of our low points has been our special teams, especially our guys on kick on kickoff. They need to get down there, take care of their assignments, and put people on their back. We're giving up way too many yards on these kick returns.
Yeah, and I think there's, you know, there's some young guys on that team that just get a little bit, almost a little bit just worked up, and they over-pursue a little bit and give those guys a little bit of a running lane. Unfortunate for SK, we played against quite a few good kick returners this year. So just very, very unfortunate. Something that we definitely, moving forward, we need to work on as a team.
48 seconds to go here before half. Standing back deep, number 10, Landfair, and number 8, West. They stand back deep on their own 5-yard line. Here's the kick bot from Weber. Going to be a short kick taken at about the 35. And here comes number 8, Burton. And he's finally drugged down after he crosses over the 50-yard line. Dropped at the 48. First and 10, 41 seconds to go for Highland. Before half.
And they're in the exact same starting position again in the 48-yard line of SK. We got to do a better job, whether it's a squid kick, whether it's a deep kick downfield. We just, we're not doing a very good job on that special teams here in the last couple weeks and here tonight.
Got that big defensive line of Sigourney Chioda, Hahn, Boonder, and Webb sitting ready to go. Here's Wood back to pass, rolling to the far side of the field. He's got a guy open downfield. And they're going to say completed pass, enough for the first down. Almost looked like he trapped it, but they are going to give it to him.
They are going to call it incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like he trapped it from where we're at. It happened on the opposite side of the field. So it's going to bring up second and 10, 35 seconds to go here before half. Wood, a very elusive quarterback back there. Wood, 3 receivers split to the far side of the field. Here's a handoff to Burton up the middle. Still on his feet, and finally brought down very close to a first down. 28 seconds to go here before half. Nice run there. Off tackle by Burton.
And they're going to have to hustle here. The time is going to start there on the rest whistle.
3 receivers to the far side, 1 here to the near side. Here's Will, put fake. Going downfield. Oh, and they're going to call a flag. It almost looked like on Albert there, he was shoulder for shoulder with Lassick, but nonetheless, they are going to throw a flag on Jordan Albert down there defending number 5, Trent Lassick.
Yeah, I can't say that was necessarily bad coverage by Jordan Albert.
Backing up the Huskies. They're going to start marching this one off. 16 seconds to go. That's going to move them all the way down to about the 26-yard line. So 16 seconds to go here. Huskies on the move. Going to send one guy to the far side of the field, 2 here to the near side. Wood and a lone back. Here's Wood rolling to the near side of the field. And got a receiver open down at about the 12-yard line. 12 seconds to go here before half. Huskies mounting a nice drive here right before half.
And that'll stop the clock. Coach Donovan does not have any more timeouts here this half. He burned a couple there on that last drive on that fourth down situation. So they're going to have to hustle up here. Just 12 seconds left in half.
One receiver to the far side of the field. 2 here to the near side. Wood and a lone back in the backfield. Wood rolls here to the near side of the field. He throws it up, and it is broken up. Downfield by Zach Mosel. Nice job there by Zach. 7 seconds to go here before half.
Yeah, I think that time his intended receiver again would be number 14, Rath. Nice job, Zach, breaking that up. It does stop the clock, though, with 7 seconds left here in the half.
As we always do at halftime, we will bring you up to speed on scores from around the area from the Thunderbolt app, the KIIC Thunderbolt app. One receiver to the far side, 2 here to the near side. Here's Wood, backpedaling, throws it up, 4 grabs. Got a guy open in the corner of the end zone, touchdown, Highland, not sure. Avery Moore got beat on that one. Avery needs to shore things up a little bit on his defense. He's been picked on a number of times here the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, our corners have unfortunately been burned here a couple times tonight. We can't give those tries up with just a minute left in the in the second half. A penalty and moves them down the field, and then they do a nice job of hitting that outside guy to the corner.
Here's the snap is down and blocked.
That time, Avery Moore does a nice job blocking the PAT there.
Made up for the six that he gave him. So with 2 seconds to go here, before half, Highland Riverside falls within 13, now trailing the Cobras 27-14. We got the alumni band, it looks like, by golly, along with some of the current band members. You see this, the guys down there are older than we are. They can play a great horn. They still know the fight song. Kind of neat over here, on homecoming night here in Highland. As I said, 2 seconds to go before half. Another score to pass on. West Branch 14, leading Wapello 14-7. It's 23 seconds to go before we start the second half, but I believe they're going to probably put an additional 3 minutes on the clock as the Cobras are just now taking the field. As I said, if you're just joining the broadcast, we're about to start the second half. Cobras leading Highland 27-14. Highland did kick off to the Cobras to start the game, so the Cobras will be kicking off to the Huskies to start the second half. Well, Micah, now other than a couple little breakdowns by our cornerbacks, this really has been all SK with the exception of a couple big plays.
Yeah, definitely. We talked about a few key things that have been drive killers, and that one of those things is fumbles there for SK. We haven't seen that in the last couple weeks. I don't know if it's just a little slippery out there or whatnot. A couple bad center quarterback exchanges there in the backfield. The snaps were a little bit low. We gave up the ball three times there in the first half. You can't do that against a good Highland Husky football team here tonight. Very, very unfortunate for SK. Also, the other thing defensively, we've just given up far too many yards through the air on the edges, whether it be in the flats or those deep outs. Our cornerbacks have got to do a better job containing those receivers. We know that we're as fast as anybody in our secondary. We got a bunch of track kids out there that ran that 4x100, 4x200 there for Sigourney and Keota year last May. So we got the speed and the athletes. Our guys just have to stick with their guy and then play a little bit better there on the edges. Very, very unfortunate we give up that touchdown there before half. We got to be able to have a good defensive stand there by SK. But that being said, we have ran the ball really, really well here in the first half. I believe Griner there with 70 yards on the ground, Peyton Crawford with 150 yards on the ground, and we've been able to move the ball fairly effectively. Also, Luke Griner throwing the ball well there from his quarterback position. So we just need to stick with it. Stick to our game plan, shore some things up defensively, but offensively we're doing what we need to be done right now.
That's for sure. Looking for we're up here in the stands, and I'm looking for some items in my bag, and we got a lot of stuff shoved into this bag. We kind of got our table all taped up here, duct taped up. It actually has created a pretty nice little situation for us here. It's not bad sitting out here. It's a little tough really telling what the yardage markers are. I'd like to be up another 15 feet, but it's worked out for so far.
Yeah, what a gorgeous fall night. I know there's a lot of farmers that are probably still in the field tonight, hopefully a lot of them tuning in. But it's been a gorgeous fall week. A little bit cooler tonight, but perfect Friday night football weather here for this game tonight.
Yeah, I got a couple more scores to pass along to the folks that we did not have, but thanks to Adam Sellers back in Sidney, Mid Prairie and Central Lee all knotted up at 7 at half. Also, another score that came in that shocks me a little bit, South Pima up on Williamsburg, 7-0 in the second quarter. And, you know, District 5, Class 1A District 5, more than likely the district we're going to match up against, Wilton leading Alburnett 10-3 at half. Cardinals leading the Cubs, the bottom of the eighth. This was a few minutes ago. This was sent to me at about 8:17, blanking the Cubs 4-0. So I got my Cubbies hat on. You're a Cardinal fan. I'm a Cub fan. We're not going to come to blows or anything, but it looks like your Cardinals are going to get the best of my Cubs tonight.
Another score of interest. Washington is up on Keokuk, big 34-7 there at halftime.
So here's the kick to start the second half. This one's going to be taken at about the 18-yard line. That's Burton. He's still on his feet. Poor tackling again. Still on his feet. And finally brought down, but we're giving up way too many yards on the special team department. Our guys got to do a better job, Micah.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. We had him wrapped up there at the 25, then the 30, then the 35. He just keeps sneaking out of tackles. We got to lower our pad level and drive through him. Something that I believe Coach Weber there right now is talking to his group about screwing those things up.
All right, so the Highland Huskies going to take over first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. Well, 11:51, just underway here in the second half. Here's Wood with the keeper. He's across, though, a nice move by Wood. Finally, drug down there from, I believe, Avery Moore comes flying in from his quarterback position.
I believe that's actually Peyton Crawford coming from all the way from his backside linebacker position. He ran down the field and does a nice job catching from the backside.
Gain of about 4. It's going to bring up 2nd and 6 for the Huskies. 3 receivers split to the far side. 1 here to the near side. Wood in the shotgun. Back to pass. Got a guy across the middle. And in and out of the hands. Incomplete. In and out of the hands of Trent Lassick, who the pass was intended for.
Nice coverage there by Avery Moore. Also, Peyton Crawford there in on that coverage from his linebacker spot also right there.
Brings up a 3rd and 6 for the Huskies here on their first series of downs to start the second half. A little confusion there on behalf of the Huskies. Here comes Landfair now running over here to the near side. 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. Here's Wood in the shotgun. Wood back to pass, being pressured. He's slips away and finally brought down. Nice job there by
Luke Greiner, and I believe also in on the tackle, 54, Lane Boonder. Those Boonder boys, they have done a heck of a job this year. Lane, you know, the senior, Noah, just a junior from his defensive tackle spot to but those guys come to play every week. They've done a heck of a job for SK.
All right, so number 14, Raff, on to perform punting duties for the Huskies. Back deep is Jordan Albert, number 23. Stands on his own 24-yard line. He gets the kick away. It's a great kick. Once again, this one's going to go. Going to be down at about the 2-yard line by Highland. That's why we have got to catch the football.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. There again, I believe that time Cooper Greiner bringing some pressure off the edge from his defensive end position. And it was a bad snap. It rolled back to the punter. Very fortunate it wasn't blocked for Highland, but this time SK is going to start deep in their own territory to start this third quarter drive.
1st and 10 from the 3-yard line. Our vantage point, we've got to look at the scoreboard to find out. I believe it's going to be Greiner and Crawford in the backfield. There's the play. It's Crawford up the middle getting some breathing room. He's going to bring it out close to the 10-yard line. Nice pickup. Nice job by Peyton Crawford to get him out of the danger zone down on their own end zone.
Nothing fancy there. Direct snap to Peyton Crawford, Luke Greiner, and I believe Jacob Wickenkamp out there. Late blocking for him. Picks up about a big 6 yards. Nice hard run there, Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, 2nd and 4 for the Cobras. Ball on the 6-yard line, they're saying. Oh, I don't know what happened there. Not sure.
ball comes flying up in the air from the snap. I'm not quite sure what happened there. They do keep the ball and actually lose a yard. Very, very fortunate for SK. They hang on to that football.
Third and 5 for the Cobras.
Oh, a call, I believe, this time of going to be a false start against SK.
That's going to bring up 3rd and 10. Not the start. The Cobras, I'm sure Coach Jay wanted to see out of his Cobras on their first possession here on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, we'll see if Coach Jensen elects to keep the ball on the ground, being really far or really deep in our own territory if he opens up the passing game here.
Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's the direct snap to Crawford. He's got some running room. He cuts it back. He's still on his feet, and he's going to bring up. He's going to be short of the first down. That's going to bring up 4th and 5 for the Cobras. So the Cobras will be running deep in their own territory.
There again, this is where field position becomes so such a big thing. You know, we let the ball bounce down to the 2-yard line. We got to do a better job on our special teams.
Crawford stands back at the goal line. Gets a good punt away.
Great.
That's going to be Lessig, who drives him back to the ball. Nice job getting downfield to take Lessig down at about the 35. Great punt by Peyton.
Great punt by Peyton Crawford. Nice job, Jordan Elbert, flying down from his kill position there on the outside and making the play as Lessig returned that one hopper.
So here come the Cobras back on defense. This will be their second defensive possession here tonight. 8:43 to go. Sigourney and Kyoto leading 27-14. Just underway in the third quarter. 3 receivers for Highland. Here to the near side, 1 to the far side. Here's Wood with the hand. No, with the foot. He's going down deep. In and out of the hands. Great. Good coverage downfield, but in and out of the hands of West.
Yeah, and Luke Griner right there, step for step there with the intended receiver. Nice job, Luke. I believe in man coverage running with that guy. Does a nice job of being right there, just in and out of the hands of the receiver.
So here comes the Huskies with 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. Handoff. Keeper by Wood and brought down immediately. Big guy. That almost looked like Webby got in on that tackle.
Yeah, I think you're right. Big Zeb Webb there in the tackle. Also Noah Boonder. I believe all that defensive line, they were not fooled there on that carry.
That was actually Cooper Griner, 64, that made that tackle. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 9 for the Huskies. Ball on the 35-yard line of the Huskies. 3 receivers still showing that big spread offense. 1 receiver to the far side, 3 here to the near side. Wood in the backfield along with a blown bat. Wood rolls here to the near side of the field. He's tossing it downfield. Got a guy open in number 14, Rath. Well thrown ball. They're just picking us apart.
Yeah, Denny Haynes that time on the coverage. Very unfortunate. Our inside linebacker, Peyton Crawford, has got some wheels from that spot, and he actually was farther back on that play than Denny Haynes. So our corner's got to be aware that these guys are going to be picking on him here. They pick up a big one there.
3 receivers on the far side. Wood in the shotgun. Here's a handoff to
number. West there on the run.
Picks up a good 7 yards. Call it 6 yards. 7 yards. So 2nd and 3 for the Huskies of Highland. Highland has done a good job of taking care of the ball. No turnovers on Highland's behalf. Can't say the same for our Cobras here tonight. They have coughed it up a number of times. 2 receivers to the far side, 1 here to the near side. Wood in the shotgun. Rolls out to the far side of the field. And in comes a flying Griner.
Great job. Got flying in from his outside linebacker position. Makes a great play there for the sack. Bring way deep. Great job, Luke Griner, there on that play. Also in on that play, Cooper Griner from his defensive end position. So those guys are flying around having some fun right now.
Absolutely. So 6:45 to go. Cobras leading 27-14. third down, 13 for the Huskies. We've seen them make lemon out of lemonades, lemonade out of lemons here recently. And here's Wood, intercepted across the middle, picked off by, I believe, Peyton Crawford. He and Griner collide. I think Griner gets up. He's
yeah, unfortunately, I think Griner, he caught the brunt of it from Peyton Crawford and made the tackle. So very, very unfortunate. Luke's going to take a little bit of a breather here as Coach signals in the play to him, and they're going to come back on offense here.
So 6:29 to go. Cobras take over as a result of the interception by Peyton Crawford. First and 10 on the 21-yard line. We need to get this offense rolling. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's the Wickenkamp up the middle. He's broke loose. He's got enough for the first down and still on his feet and finally pushed out of bounds after he crosses over midfield.
First time we've seen that set all night. That's the wing tee. Just a little iso play out of it. You know, we talked about this set numerous times. Don't run a lot of fancy plays out of it, but, boy, it's been effective when we've used it this year.
Yes, it has.
Left Griner under center there with three backs on the backfield. So, neat set for those guys, and hopefully we keep it moving here.
Absolutely. I love that set last week. Looks like we're going to go back to it. Griner directly under center in that wing tee. Here's a handoff to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room and some steam, and he's pinballed all the way down to about the 30-yard line. First and 10, Cobras, 6:15 left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, just a great run, a great job lead blocking by those running backs in front of Peyton Crawford. And right now they're running with full head of steam.
Yes, I really like this offense Coach Jay's put in, this wing tee. Griner directly under center. Here's a handoff this time to Wickenkamp. Avery Moore. He dances forward and is finally brought down inside the 25-yard line. Going to mark it at about the 20, right directly on the 25. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. SK leading 27-14. Griner trots on with the play call. Staying with that wing tee formation. Here's a handoff this time to Wickenkamp. He cuts it back across the grain, still on his feet. And nice pickup. Going to be brought down at around the 12. It's going to be enough for the first down.
That time it almost looks like a wishbone. Avery Moore goes down in three-point stance there as a fullback. And Jacob Wickenkamp and Peyton Crawford there in the backfield. I do like this offense, three backs. They get a little more north-south head of steam going. They're making it look easy here in the third quarter.
Staying with that offensive set. Griner with the handoff to Crawford. He's got the corner, and I think he's going to make it in for the touchdown. So with 5:05 to go, Peyton Crawford scores from 12 yards out to put the Cobras up 33-14. I really like this offense.
Yeah, I do too. We don't run it a lot, but when we have, we ran it to a lot of efficiency. So great job, SK, getting the ball there and driving right down the field and putting up six.
SK going to go for two in that wing tee. Griner under center. Rolls out. Going to keep. Now rolls out and finally finds a guy in the corner of the end zone. I believe that's Crawford, and it's good. Great poise and presence by Griner to just wait and be patient. Found Crawford open in the corner of the end.
Yeah, just a really nice, patient read there by Luke, rolling out to his right-hand side. Not an easy throw. Finds Crawford there back in the corner of the end zone. Definitely not his first read. Maybe it might have been his third week, but he found him and picked it up enough for the two-point conversion. Now SK does lead 35-14 with 5:04 left here in the third quarter.
Once again, the Cobras set to kick off. Weber performing the kicking duties, number 55. This is, as I said, in one of the areas we've got to tighten things up a little bit. We're giving them way too many return yards. Back deep is West and Landfair. Kind of a squib kick this time. It's going to be taken. Oh, and rolls out of bounds. So that is, we're going to be back up 5 yards unless they take it at the 35. You know, normally, I was under the assumption in the past we've, when it does go out of bounds, you have the option to take it at the 35
yeah.
or re-kick.
Or re-kick. See, Highland is going to take the ball, I believe, at the 35-yard line. It'll be on the near hash here. We'll see what FK has here defensively.
Cobra's defense trots back on. 5:04, as Micah said. 5:04 to go here in the third quarter. Wood stays in that shotgun with that lone back, number 8, West. One receiver here to the near side. Three split out to the far side. Here's a quick hitter out to Lassick here and brought down just short of the first down marker. Quick hitter stays in bounds. Clock continues to tick.
Yeah, and right now they're really, really throwing to those flats. Our linebackers got to be thinking, hey, they're going to attack those flats. They haven't ran the ball with much effectiveness. Efficiency tonight, so we've got to be thinking they're going to keep throwing them flat.
Here's a handoff to Burton up the middle, and he's wrapped up.
There is going to be a flag, though, so it's going to be a false start, actually, and it's going to march him back. Illegal motion, actually, right?
Illegal motion. Yep, illegal motion against Highland. So they had second and short. Now that's going to bring up second and about 5.5 for the Huskies. So nice break there for the Cobras. One receiver here to the near side. Going to send three over to the far side. Wood in the shotgun for Highland. Here's Wood with the fake handoff. Keeper up the middle. Still on his feet. He's got some wheels. Kid can move.
Great
but he's going to be short of the first down. Going to be about 3 yards short. So it will bring up third down for the Huskies.
Great tackle that time. Zach Moza flying in from his free safety position. Does a nice job of keeping that to the no gain. Nice to see those defensive backs come up and lay the wood there on the outside.
Third down and about 4 for the Huskies. Balls rest on the 39-yard line. Highland sending 2 receivers, 3 receivers here to the near side, 1 over to the far side now. Wood remains in the shotgun. Here's Wood, backpedals. Got a guy across the middle and just overthrows his receiver there, number 9, Burton.
Yeah, Luke Griner there on the coverage, step for step for the receiver. Does a nice job from his outside linebacker. You know, he's moved around a lot defensively. It's hard to tell exactly where he's playing week to week. He's played corner, he's played free safety, he's played outside linebacker. So just kind of depends. He's one of those guys that, a good athlete. We can move around a little bit. That's good to have.
Absolutely. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. Jordan Albert stands back deep. I hope he catches this one. But no, he doesn't. And he's going to roll out at about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, nice little corner kick that time. He kicked towards the sideline. Just not quite. He maybe started a little deep that time. He's got to get a good handle on where the ball's coming, and hats off to the Highland punt team there. They've done a heck of a job in SK deep all night.
So here come the Cobras with their third set of offensive plays here in the third quarter. Griner in the backfield, back to the single wing. Here's Crawford around the near side of the field, still on his feet, and moves still on his feet, dragging people across the 30-yard line and finally brought down. I thought he was stopped 10 yards back.
Yeah, you know, that's the vintage Peyton Crawford there. He does a heck of a job of just keeping those wheels moving. I think he's going to come off for a breather, and his younger brother's going to come in, so see what Carson can do from that to from that tailback position here now.
3:12 to go here in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leading 35-14 over Highland. 2 receivers here to the near side for the Cobras, 1 to the far side. Griner in the shotgun. Lone back in the backfield. Oh, nice handoff here to Carson Crawford. Carson just kind of ran a track play, it looked like.
Yeah, just a little, they faked the, not the end around, the jet sweep around, and then the little give to Carson. Does a nice job picking up 5 yards.
Second 5. Second and 5 for the Cobras. 2:36 to go here in the third quarter. Cobras keeping it on the ground. Keep that clock ticking. Griner and Carson Crawford in the backfield. Here's the handoff. Oh, shoot. Slipped again. Not sure who that was. If that was Avery Moore.
It was Avery Moore on the jet sweep that time. Very, very unfortunate. He slipped there a couple times coming around that corner. You know, this grass is cut very, very short. There's not a lot of give there, so if you're not used to it, I can see how it could be a little bit deceiving.
Here comes Griner. Not sure which Crawford's in this time. Griner in that single wing format. This is Peyton. Peyton here to the near side, following his blockers. He's got the first down, still on his feet across the 50, still fighting, and finally brought down inside the 45-yard line, going to mark him down at about the 43-yard line of Highland. That was a big play right there, Micah.
Yeah, he leaves a pile of Highland Huskies there. A couple of them start getting up a little bit gingerly. Never want to see that, but Peyton is he is running hard. He's going to come in for one play there and jog back off, and I think little brother's going to come back on and give him a blow again.
Yeah, number 8, West, shaking up a little bit on that play. Going to come off for at least a play here for Highland.
Yeah, we don't want to see that. That young man's got wrestling season coming up.
Yes,
I do enjoy watching him wrestle.
Yeah, he's an awesome wrestler, great kid. Here come the Cobras in the single wing. Carson Crawford in the backfield. Here's Griner with the keeper on that 5-16. He's got some running room. It's a nice cut back, and finally, still on his feet, fighting and wrestling down to about the 10-yard line.
Unfortunately, there's a late flag as Luke's running towards the end zone. It's come back about 10 yards. There's a flag, so this is more than likely going to come back, I would guess, as a whole.
Almost looked, though, Micah, like there could have been a face mask there.
Could possibly be. I don't know. It is going to be a face mask.
Yeah, I thought maybe that one was going to stay. It almost looked like he grabbed Griner's face mask as he was pushing him out of bounds. But, man, Luke is he is running possessed tonight from that spin back position.
Yeah, great run by that young man. And, you know, he didn't come down first time, first contact there. He broke 3-4 tackles, and he wasn't going to be denied before he was pushed out of bounds. So, great job. I'm sure that young man's probably over 100 yards tonight. And we'll see what they got cooking here first down.
Yeah, I got a sophomore and a freshman in the backfield. Griner rolls out. He's being pursued. He's going to keep it, and he's going to dance into the end zone. Second touchdown for Griner tonight. Having a good game. Here's number 1, Luke Griner. 1:22 to go here in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto now leading 41-14. Nice heads-up play there by Luke again. He shows pass, tucks it, and finds an alley and gets across the end zone.
Yeah, great read, great play there, Luke Griner. He's a little gas. He says, Coach, I need a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I think we get to the fourth quarter. If we got a comfortable lead, we'll probably start to see a few guys. And, broken up. Nice pass again by Griner out there to the flat. I believe that was Jordan Albert, but broke up by number 8, West. West has checked back into the game. So with 1:22 to go here in the third quarter, Sigourney Kyoto now leading 41-14 over the Huskies of Highland. Got another text in from my good buddy Brent Seabee down in Kansas City. He said, my Cubbies go down to defeat 4-0 over them darn Cardinals.
Oh, the Redbirds.
Got a kind of a unique setting here right now. Looks like fog is starting to set in across just about at the top of the goalpost. I don't know how to describe it to our listeners, but just kind of reflecting off the lights here in Riverside. Here's the kick. Landfair and West back deep to receive it. West picks it up at about the 18 on his feet, and good coverage by the kickoff special teams kickoff squad of Sigourney Kyoto. 29-yard line will be the starting spot for the Huskies of Highland. 1:17 to go here in the third quarter. Here come the Huskies. One receiver here to the near side, going to split three out to the far side of the field. Wood in the shotgun. Here's a handoff up the middle and wrapped up there. Oh, yeah, Boonder boys right there. I've seen a lane in there for the stop, and Cooper Griner have a whale of a night tonight from that defensive end position.
Yeah, definitely. Noah Boonder also there. Isaiah Hahn doing a nice job from his defensive end position. Finally, you've kind of got a normal rotation there up in the defensive line doing a great job tonight.
Three receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side. Wood, along with a lone back in the backfield. Wood backpedals, looks both ways, now is on the move, and number 18, Isaiah Hahn, is going to throw him back for about a 15-yard loss. Great play by Isaiah. I think I said Noah, but by Isaiah Hahn.
Yeah, nice job, Isaiah, there from his defensive end position. I just mentioned his name. He does a nice job there from his defensive end spot.
So third and 24. Now, Highland has been dangerous in these third and long situations. They got three receivers split to the far side. Here's Wood backpedaling. Heaves one up downfield and going to overthrow his receiver in Lassick. So certainly will create a punting situation for Highland and should give the Cobras decent field position. 7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Cobras leading 41-14. This Raff kid, he's got a leg on him. He has he's punted numerous times tonight. And I'll tell you what, he gets 45, 50 yards out of every kick. Going to stand on his own five. Albert back to receive for the Cobras, standing on a 49. Not deep enough, Jordan. Not deep enough. Oh, yes, this time he is deep enough. And he's going to let it bounce. And that's going to bring us to the close of the third quarter. Sidney and Kidd are going to take over to start the fourth quarter in great field position.
Not sure if that's fog or if that's smoke. Now I can kind of get a little bit of hint of smoke. I don't know if there's a fire close or what exactly. There's not, there's no breeze tonight. It's really still out, and it's kind of weird how it's moving across the field. So
maybe your good buddy Ryan Giro started a brush fire.
He may have. You never know what them crazy Giros are doing on Friday night.
He was supposedly going to listen in, but you haven't received a text or anything.
I have not. I have not. You know, all them Giros are in the Highland School District. Went to Highland, so good buddies of ours. So.
Absolutely. Good people, good, hardworking people from this Highland area. So we are going to start the fourth quarter. It looks like Coach is going to start putting a few guys in. That back up a lot of the guys that are on the starting squad. Tyler Restrady in now at that spin back. Tyler has done a great job filling in for Luke, and it's good to see Tyler getting some time. Being a senior and all, hats off to that young man for I'm laughing because Nick Sigurdy Kiota was going to head in the wrong direction, so we had to get him over to the other side of the ball. But
he got a freshman beside him there in Carson Crawford. So
absolutely.
Peyton may be done for the night here going into the fourth quarter.
Just starting the fourth quarter now. Sigurdy Kiota, first and 10.
They're switching sides again. They're not quite sure.
Yeah,
which side they go here. They were right the first time, I'm fairly certain.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I'm not quite sure exactly. There's a little bit of a mix-up with the referee crew here.
We do have a winner for the 50-50 donated his last five.
So here's for straight.
I'll stop the clock again. The referee crew is. They're going to go out there and talk about this real quick.
Out of water, out of iced tea, you got to switch to lemonade. Tongue's getting a little dry. Going to put a little Simply Lemonade in my belly. So here's Restrate, finally, the opportunity. Wickenkamp in motion. Here's a handoff to Carson Crawford here around the near side. He's on his feet across the 40 and finally brought down at about the 35-yard line. Just a freshman, Carson Crawford.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch him next year. Years moving forward, he's not necessarily the same type of runner his big brother is. He's a little more north and south type of back, and we sure do like watching him run.
We sure do. Here's Restraint. A little bit of a nice job there by Tyler to get a handle on that ball. It looks like he had a little bit of trouble handling the snap, but regroups, moves the ball forward for about 9 yards. Nice pickup by Tyler Verstrait.
Yeah, I don't think that was definitely, probably not designed. He bobbled the snap a little bit, just head up field, and picks a hole and makes something positive out of it.
Verstrait and Crawford in the backfield. The little Crawford 2.0 version. This time the handoff to Wickenkamp. Here to the near side of the field, and he's down inside the 20, going to be close to the 15-yard line. Going to mark it at about the 17, 11:05 to go here in the ball game.
Yeah, nice to see some of these guys that are normally, second-teamers in here. Still do have quite a few of the first-team offensive linemen in, but guys are doing a nice job here at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Score to pass on. Central Lee now up on Mid Prairie, 14-7 in the third. Here's Wickenkamp in motion. Hand off to Crawford around the far side of the field. And brought down after a short gain. That's number 22, Carson Crawford. Looks like number 45, Peyton Crawford, his older brother, is on the sidelines taking a break along with Briner and Moore on the offensive side of the ball for the Cobras.
Yes. Couple fresh faces there in the backfield. Jordan Elbert, I believe, also Wickenkamp in that wing back, and Carson Crawford. They're playing tailback here now.
Here's Restraint along with Crawford in the backfield. Direct snap to Crawford. He's got a head of steam, and they're going to pile him up. He had a little bit of a struggle handling the snap, that direct snap that his brother executes So awesomely, if I can use that term.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just a freshman, a little bit of a mistake there. It cost him about a second, and unfortunately in this offense, the holes open and close so fast. We can't have those little mental mistakes. Need to get the handle and get headed upfield.
Third and 10 for the Cobras. Certainly four down territory with the ball resting on the 18-yard line. We're straight and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Restraint rolling out the pass. He throws one up. Oh, just overthrows a, I believe that might have been,
I believe a Freya Hahn over there. May know, I believe Jordan Albert.
23 Jordan Albert. So that's going to bring up fourth and 10, more than likely. The Cobras will go for it with the ball on the 18-yard line. A little bit of the inexperience just kind of showing up here, but I am so happy that these guys are getting some playing time. Here's a handoff to Crawford. He makes a nice cut. He's moving forward, and I think he's got enough for the first down. That's Carson Crawford. He's down at around the 5-yard line.
Boy, he is a load to handle. He gets going north and south. He gets them wheels a turning. He's hard to stop, so it's great to see that young man. Just freshman once again, getting some good carries here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so, Highland's talented freshman knocked out there in the first half. But Serenity Kieta showing what they got coming up, too, in the backfield there with Carson Crawford, number 22. Restraint and Crawford in the backfield, still in that single wing. Here's Wickenkamp in motion. Wickenkamp with the carry, and he's going to scamper in for the touchdown for the Cobras. From 6 yards out, Jacob Wickenkamp with a nice carry off tackle.
Nice job by that young man. We haven't called his name a whole bunch tonight, but when he has touched the ball, he's been very, very elusive. Great run, great vision, and, he does a great job of just finding that hole, cutting back, and finding pay dirt there. Great job.
Griner comes back on to hold for Weber. Come on. Little Weber put her through the uprights. The hold is down. The kick is up, and he got that one through. Just had enough height on that one. Griner showed a little bit getting that ball down.
Yeah. A little bit of a high snap, but nice to get it down and get it through the uprights. So that's a good feeling anytime we can get one of those. It's kind of been of our, you know, once again, our special teams this year is in that time. It's kind of flagged us. So last week, you know, I wasn't at the game, but they did a nice job there from the PAT side of things. So we'll see here now. We got a few guys out, a few new faces probably on this kickoff team. They need to do their job. We can't let them scamper one back here from a kickoff return aspect.
For sure. Weber on to kickoff for the Cobras. 8:36 to go here in the ball game. Cobras leading 48-14 over Highland. Cobras getting their kickoff team set. There's the whistle. Kick is away. Nice kick by Weber. Going to be taken at about the 15-yard line. He's across the 20. A 25 and brought down, dropped just short of the 30-yard line. So Highland will start first and 10 from around the 28-yard line. Going to bring in some different faces on defense, too.
Yeah, I think Luke Reiner is going to come out here. But Ben Applegate's going to come in. We've seen Ben play some defensive back there last year. Did a nice job. We haven't seen him play a whole lot this year. He's been kind of moved around between some linebackers, some defensive end. He's going to come out here and play corner this time. Denny Haynes is going to be on the other corner. Tyler Verstrate's going to play some free safety, and Luke Reiner's going to keep playing that nick or that outside linebacker position.
Yeah, not a senior on the field right now. Good pursuit there by the Cobras. And finally, Wood unleashes. He has pressured big time and throws that ball incomplete to pass intended for number 14, Rath. What I was saying, Mike, is I don't think we've got, well, maybe one senior, maybe in Hahn out there, but this is probably the look we're going to see next year.
Yeah.
A lot of young guys out on the field. Hahn and Verstrate, the only two seniors I see out there right now. Here's the handoff up the middle. And Highland running back brought down short of the first down. It's going to bring up third down and 7. Ball on.
Nice tackle that time, I believe. Jack Akins and also Alex Schuster there in from their linebacker positions there on that particular tackle. Score of interest, Washington up 50-7 over Keokuk.
That's a big one. Big win for Washington on their homecoming night as well. So we're faced with the Highland, faced with a 3rd and 7. Here's a pass out to the flat. Still on his feet.
It's going to be a clip. Nice job, Luke Reiner. He's out in the flat there. He got, unfortunately, blocked in the back of number 14, Rath. So they're going to march this one back, I believe. Now they're going to call it a hold. Either way, they were all over him, so I'll march this one back. Spot foul, going to be 3rd and long.
Very long.
They're going to decline the penalty. It's going to bring up a 4th down punting situation, I believe.
4th and 7. Not sure. They kept Wood out there. They may be going for this one.
You yep. never do know. Wood plays that up back in that funny formation. If the, I'm sure at times this year they maybe have tried a fake. It's an interesting position they put him in there. You know, you kind of keep your athletes on the field in this kind of scenario.
Back deep to receive for the Cobras is Verstrate. He stands on his own 35-yard line. Rath on to perform the punting.
It is going to be a fake.
It is a fake. He does have enough. He gets out. Yeah, we were caught off guard there a little bit. Better keep the clock ticking. First down, believe, not sure who that was that had that, but moves the ball out to the 46-yard line of Highland. Going to be a 1st and 10 for the Huskies. They're working hard to try to put another score on the board. 48-14 our score here. Cobras leading. 3 receivers split to the far side, 1 here to the near side. Wood in the shotgun. Wood with a quick hitter out to the flat to number 10, And I believe that was Griner, and wraps him up immediately. It was Luke Griner.
Yeah, Griner also. Denny Haynes out there. Number 10, Landfair is going to come up a little bit gingerly there.
Who did?
Number 10 from them. Landfair.
Landfair gets up a little gingerly for Highland. So second and short for the Huskies. Clock still moving, 6:20 to go here in the ball game. Here's Wood in the shotgun. Wood with the keeper here to the near side, being pursued by a group of Cobras. Going to pick up a yard. It's going to bring a third and short. Probably third and two for the Huskies. It's great that these kids from Sigourney Kidd are getting some real game experience.
Yeah, also in on the defensive line, Dakota Slaughter there right now playing some defensive ends.
Three receivers to the far side. Here's Wood back to pass. Another quick hitter out to the flat to Landfair. He's still on his feet and finally brought down inside the 35, brought down at about the 33-yard line. It's going to be enough for the first down. 5:41 to go.
First to 10 from the 33-yard line.
Clock moving. See what these boys from Sigourney Kidd are made of. Be nice if they could hold them out of the end zone one more time. Wood still in that shotgun. Back to pass. Being for a lot of pressure downfield. Good coverage. Not sure who that was for us.
I believe Denny Haynes. Maybe possibly on coverage that time.
Nice job by Denny, staying with his man.
It is hard to see all the way across the field.
Oh, yeah, there's no way you can tell who that was. Good coverage nonetheless. So second and 10 for Highland. Ball on the 33-yard line. Here's Wood with the keeper being pursued. I lose a couple tacklers, but then wrapped up by a host of Cobras. Nice job defensively. There is a flag on the play.
Yeah, there is another Highland guy down holding the knee. He does get up. But
number 58, Hazlett.
Nice job there by that linebacker group of guys here again. I believe Peyton Uphold in on there, Alex Schuster. Jack Aikens also in there playing some linebacker here. A few new faces there on that defensive line there once again. Like I said before, Dakota Slaughter in there. I'm trying to catch a few of the other numbers. It's a little hard to see. What was the flag, Amos?
Didn't catch it. Sitting here looking at my phone. 5:10 to go here in the ball game. Second and 16 for the Huskies. Wood backpedals. Being pursued again, this time by number 51. I think that's Tanner Boss. Brings him down for another big loss.
Great job from his defensive line, defensive end position. Another guy, we don't call his name just a whole bunch, but does a great job there. And forces a third and very, very long now.
A lot of these young kids in, wanting to get some playing time, wanting to prove to coach that, hey, put me in, I can make plays. Nice job there by Tanner Boss. Third and 22 for the Huskies. Here's Wood back. Heaves one downfield. Overshoots his receiver. It's going to bring up fourth and long. Ball resting on the 46-yard line.
Great coverage down the field that time. I believe Denny Haynes over there again. Zach Mosel. No, not Zach Mosel. Avery Moore and Tyler Verstrate from his free safety position. Well, I hope next week my voice isn't quite as hoarse.
Well, you know, you're kind of going through what I went through a couple of weeks ago with a little bit of a cold, and that does have a tendency to hamper. Here's Wood with a quick hitter out to the flat, and now they're doing a little all kinds of crazy stuff here. They threw the ball around and chased down from that's Cody Cundiff, the transfer from Pennsylvania, number 20, Cody kind of catches him from the back. Mike, I don't know if you've even met Cody yet.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he was a late transfer there parents moved in there to Sigourney there late, right before school started. So they did try to, hats off to Highland there, trying to make something work. Number 50 actually caught the lateral back and does a nice job of running the football up the field and before a host of Cobras could get to him. It's going to be first and 10. SK heading south now.
4:20 to go here in the ball game. Sigourney Kyoto leading 48-14. I think that number 50, Donovan, must probably more than likely head coach's son. It'll be first and 10 for the Cobras, although there's a big meeting of the striped guys out at midfield. A couple Cobras standing there waiting to see what the call is. Adam Sellers sends me another score in. South Tama leading Williamsburg late in the third, 14-7. So South Tama got Williamsburg on their heels. My son Luke and I went up and watched that matchup last year in the playoffs. And South Tama are a bunch of group of kids that come to play. Giving Williamsburg all they can handle tonight. That game on 9.2 KCRG, I think my father's back home while watching that one and listening to this one. He's got two grandkids on this team and one up there at Williamsburg. So after we've sorted this all out, the Cobras are going to take over first and 10 on the 39-yard line with 4:20 to go in the ball game. Cobras break huddle and head to the ball.
Another score of interest, Pella Christian 56, Columbus Community 12, down there in Columbus Junction tonight.
Okay.
That's Iowa City, Regina 38, West Marshall 0 at halftime.
Okay. Those are District 6 opponents. We've got Columbus Junction next week back home, and then we end the season with West Marshall up in State Center, Iowa. Very, very impressive second half by the Cobras tonight, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we talked about a few of the keys. They needed to do a better job on there in over halftime. The coaches definitely came out of half and then did their job of rearranging some stuff, and the guys responded really, really well here in the third quarter.
Here's Restrate with the handoff to Carson Crawford. Carson Crawford across the 45 and drags tacklers down. Dangerously close to the first down marker. They're going to signal first down right at midfield. 3:36 to go here in the ball game. Nice thing about Carson, he is one of those kids that just like his brother, he smells that goal line and he wants to head for the goal line.
Yeah, definitely. He's a fun guy to watch. Downhill runner. He's doing a heck of a job here tonight here in the fourth quarter.
Cobras break huddle. Staying in that single wing offense for a straight, conducting the offense from that spin back position. Carson Crawford, lone back in the backfield. Here's Denny Haynes in motion. Haynes with the carry. Carries it down to about the 46-yard line. It's going to bring up second and 6.
A couple different guys there on the offensive line. There again, Dakota Slaughter. Alex Schuster, Cooper Griner getting in some action there at guard. And then also just a sophomore, Cole Brenneman, our center, he's still in there doing a good job as he has all night.
Yeah, Coach Jensen doing a great job getting these guys mixed in because he knows these are the guys. Oh, hey, here's Verstrait. That Verstrait with a nice carry across the 30 and finally pulled down at about the 25-yard line. Tyler Verstrait with a big pickup. That was at 5:16 that we talked about early part of the night, that it was open more tonight than we've seen all season long.
Yeah, definitely. And he does a great job of getting through that hole momentarily and then getting second level and picking up a big chunk of yards.
Here's Restrait along with Crawford in the backfield. Here's Wickenkamp in motion. Here's Carson Crawford with the carry on the near side of the field. No, yeah, face mask for sure, and that's a 15-yarder. I'm almost sure of it. Nice run there by Carson Crawford.
one thing about Carson, a little bit different than Peyton, he runs the ball and he almost looks for contact.
Yeah, you know, Peyton is such a patient runner. And I think Knobs, as we call him, but Carson is his given name, does look for he looks for contact.
Yeah, he definitely does. He's a fun guy to watch. It's going to be fun as he gets bigger and gets in that weight room and does the necessary things to be a good football player the next 3 years.
Here's Verstrait with the keeper up the middle, and Verstrait with a nice carry, still on his feet, and carries it down very close to the goal line. It's going to bring up second down and goal for the Cobras. Yeah, he's on about the two. 1:32 to go here in the ball game. Cobras leading 48-14. Verstrait and Crawford in the backfield.
Believe it gives to Wickingham that time. Oh, Denny Haynes, excuse me, in the wing back counter. And unfortunately, it's going to be a 2 yard loss there. He was held up there in the backfield, so we'll see what they got cooking here. Third and I believe five, third and goal.
Third and goal for the Cobras. Ball on the 5 yard line. Carson Crawford in the backfield along with Tyler Verstrait at spin back. Here's a handoff to Crawford. He smells the end zone, and he is in for the touchdown. Freshman Carson Crawford in for his second touchdown of the year. Cobras now lead 54-14 with 48 seconds to go in the ballgame.
It looks like a bunch of the guys that are coming back in and on the first team PAT, the second team guys are running off, and guys are getting a strap back on real quick to attempt this PAT.
Yeah, Briner on to hold. Weber on to kick. 48 seconds to go in the ball game. Good opportunity for the Cobras to work on this. Good. Oh, my goodness. Griner had the ball down, but Weber whipped it. I think he might have been looking kind of like my golf swing.
You're right. It was off.
I was looking to see where the ball was going before I hit the ball. Yeah, so unfortunate, not as a star tonight on the PATs for Weber tonight as he had last week. Great, looked great last week. I think he's 2 of 5 tonight, so a little bit of work to be done in that department. Cobra's going to kick off with 48 seconds to go, leading 54-14. The clock will not stop, but it's all for naught because there's only 48 ticks left on the clock here tonight. Great opportunity for a lot of our key offensive players and defensive players to get a little bit of a break here in the fourth quarter as we don't want to risk injury for sure. Here's the kick taken by number 10, Landfair. He's still out of seat. He's got some running room. And he's going to be brought down. I think that was
number Ben Applegate throwing it down to the backside.
Nice speed there by Ben Applegate. Nice speed shown by Ben Applegate to bring that young man down, Landfair. 20 continuous clock, 21 seconds to go here in the ballgame. About enough time to get one playoff. And Coach Donovan going to keep his starters in there. Here's Wood in the shotgun. Here's pressure coming. They heave one up downfield, and the Highlands going to score. So 3 seconds to go. And the Huskies are going to put another 6 on the board. So the Cobras now lead 54-20. Well-thrown ball there by Wood.
Yeah, just unfortunate. We got a bunch of young guys in there. Didn't quite know what was going on there in the defensive backfield, just a little skinny post. And does a good job of throwing it down the field and then hooking up with his receiver.
That's correct. We just got a lot of guys in with limited experience. So it's hard to they're going to call a timeout here. Timeout Highland.
I think timeout actually possibly SK. because we're short a guy.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, when we start shuttling that many players in, yeah, sometimes that's a little hard.
It makes me wonder if we were maybe one short there last play.
Very possible. Very possible. But still, nonetheless, I'll tell you what, that Wood kid, he throws a nice ball.
Yeah, just a junior. Going to be back next year. We'll get to see him again, as long as the districts don't, do some changing. So, kid throws a nice ball and had some success there in the first half, and then it's been a nice thrown ball there here to round up the fourth quarter.
3 seconds left to go in the ball game. Sydney Kittle leading 54-20. Here's Wood with the keeper, rolls out, and incomplete. 3 seconds left on the clock.
And this will be the last play of the game, barring no penalty. It'll be a kickoff to Sigourney Kyoto.
Well, folks, if you're still out there listening, we want to thank you for tuning in. As I said, this is week 7, 2 weeks to go. We'll be back home next week as the Cobras will take on Columbus Junction, the Wildcats, I believe, of Columbus Junction, and we'll end the season 2 weeks from tonight up in State Center, Iowa, as the Cobras will take on West Marshall. This has been a fun one to call. We've seen a lot of offense. I've seen a lot of great things done by both the Cobra offense and the Cobra defense. But this one is in the bag for the Cobras. Here's the onside kick with 3 seconds to go. Cobras cover it up. And that's going to bring us to the end. And the Cobras come out victorious. Big W for the Cobras, taking down Highland on their homecoming night in District 6 Class 1A play. 54-20. Micah, any closing comments before we start tearing down?
No, great offensive performance once again. Peyton Crawford, also big night on the ground and through the air for Luke Greiner from his quarterback position. Young man, I believe, will be over 100 yards, picks up a couple touchdowns on with his feet tonight. Really, offensively, we just got to keep things going. Defensively, there's times we gave up too much, but fortunately, we got 2 games left to figure things out here. But this win tonight puts us in great position here in District 6, being in that two spot right now.
Absolutely, everybody comes out of this ball game healthy, which is critical. Entering the last 2 games of the regular season. Last we knew, Wilton was up on Auburnett. So things, a lot can happen here in the next 2 weeks. But, folks, tune in next week. We'll be back in Sigourney as the Cobras will take on District 6 opponent Columbus Junction. For Micah Harmson, this is Amos Greiner saying good night.